kindergarten through fifth grade. Join us on Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to noon. Each child gets to pick their very own pumpkin and carve or decorate it in any way they'd like. Plus, snacks are included. Spots are limited, so don't wait. Registration closes on October 22nd. The fee is just $20 per child, and it's the perfect way to kick off Halloween weekend. Pumpkin carving with the Emporia Recreation Center. Keeping families active for life.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:48.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
We are talking about Medicare and also briefly an activity coming up here for Newman Regional Health, specifically focusing, though, on last week's Medicare Town Hall. So we're pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Newman Regional Health Director of Care Coordination, Lucas Markowitz. We also have Newman Regional Health Director of Healthcare Transformation and Integration, Amber Haig, and also North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, Certified Senior Health Insurance Counselor for Kansas, and KVOE Medicare Minute Provider, Karen Mays, on our morning show today.
There we go. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I hope everyone out there is too.
All right, Amber, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hello, everyone.
Good to talk to you. Lucas, how are you doing?
Morning. Glad to be on, guys. Hope things are going well.
Things are going well. And the way it sounds here, Lucas, things went really well for the Medicare Town Hall last week. It's just been about a week. Sounds like you had over 80 people on hand to get a lot of information.
Yeah, I think we had 85 total show up. You know, I kind of talked about that night, that it's just a great opportunity to learn, and the more people that can come and learn and ask questions, the better for our community for sure.
Yeah, that's a great turnout out at the Boyer Community Building last Wednesday. Well, Amber, what were some of the most common questions you were hearing or concerns you heard from attendees?
Yeah, you know, we always get great questions and just a lot of questions, you know, where the Medicare prescription drug plan side is concerned is, you know, how perhaps transitioning from a Medicare Advantage plan back to a traditional Medicare plan or vice versa affects things. A lot of questions on some of the penalties that people might pay if they don't have credible coverage and if they delay that Medicare enrollment. So just a lot of great questions and folks getting educated.
Karen, what were you hearing?
Well, I had a couple of really good ones. Got asked at least three times about TRICARE for Life. That's our military folks. What happens if they go on a Medicare Advantage plan? Well, the answer is your TRICARE for Life is not going to help you at all with any of your costs. And you, if you want to keep TRICARE for Life, you got to pay the premium, so you're paying for something that actually isn't going to work at all. If you stop paying, you lose your TRICARE for Life. So if you got TRICARE for Life, you probably want to stick with original Medicare. So I'm really glad we got the opportunity to get that word out.
Karen, I have to ask you, too, because you've been on our airwaves now for a few years on a monthly basis with Medicare information. Were there any questions that may have caught you a little bit off guard here from the town hall last week, or a lot of stuff that you've already heard before?
It's pretty much things I've already heard before. I really appreciate our partnership with Newman Regional Health because we have people come to us after they're already in a problem, and when they're already in a problem, there's not a lot we can do until another enrollment period. And the problem is Medicare Advantage plans can restrict where you can get health care and have coverage, and they can also require prior authorization. So helping people understand that prior to the enrollment period, and with the intense marketing of Medicare Advantage plans, has been a really good collaboration. I've really appreciated that with the hospital.
Amber, for those who couldn't attend the town hall last week, is there still a number of ways for folks to get help and information about navigating Medicare?
Absolutely. You know, Karen and her team, you know, I know help and consult with patients all of the time. Travis Carmichael there at the Extension Office and his team, you know, gear up for open enrollment period, the, you know, SHIC counselors all over. You know, at the pharmacy, we've always helped patients at Newman Community Rx look at their prescription drug options and get educated that way. So all of those resources are available. And, you know, the biggest takeaway we just want patients and beneficiaries to understand is to make sure that you only talk with somebody you know and trust, that local advisor. You know, don't answer questions on the phone for people that you don't know. That's a lot of times how people end up getting themselves into a situation that they didn't realize they were in until, as Karen just mentioned, it's too late and we know we have a problem. And so just make sure you do talk to somebody. There are a lot of changes with some prescription drug plans this year, some automated enrollments due to plans changing. And, you know, just want to encourage patients to make sure they're getting out there and getting educated in whatever way they can.
Amber Haag, Karen Mays, Lucas Markowitz joining us. Again, a review of the Medicare Town Hall, which is at the Boyer Building last Wednesday. Lucas, how can our listeners here reach out to your team or to really keep up on all the different aspects of Medicare, specifically now at the open enrollment period beginning tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, first and foremost, they can always come to the hospital and ask to speak with someone in care coordination. It's going to be directed to a member of my team. You know, I think Amber was pointing out a really good thing. I think what we see the most, unfortunately, is people not really knowing what their plans provide until they show up here at the hospital and maybe have something. And the reality is there's a lot of education out there. So you know, you can talk to us, you can go online, on the Medicare website and kind of check kind of those things out. And again, just talking to maybe your insurance rep about kind of what those plans look like, and getting enough information to advocate for yourself is important, right? So learning what those plans do. And, you know, my advice to people is always like, hey, if I want to know how my Medicare is going to respond when I come to the hospital, I probably should talk to somebody in the hospital. So, you know, always reach out and we'll try to help you on those common things we see and, you know, point you in the right direction to where you can get information.
Karen, if people are planning to talk to a SHIC representative such as you, do you recommend what kind of information do they need to bring with them that's going to make this process easier?
Well, very most important is to bring their Medicare card and their current list of prescriptions. Now, if they have a login, a username, and password at the Medicare website, it will be very helpful to bring that. But if they don't have that, at least have their Medicare card and their current list of prescriptions.
Okay.
Understood. Lucas, I wanted to get your thoughts here on Karen's point about the collaboration here. How important is it to have a range of partnerships available here for folks, especially with the different ins and outs and the changes that Medicare provides? And I will single out here the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging because of not only the presence here on the morning show with us today, but really the presence that we had last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think the important thing about that is kind of like what I was talking about. You know, we here have a pretty good idea of what we see in the hospital setting. Again, a lot of people will get these plans, and the first, you know, 5 to 10 years that they have their plan, they don't really utilize it outside of, you know, their prescriptions that they were already on, their daily doctor's appointments and those things. So having someone like Karen is such a huge asset to our community because they're dealing with these plans and understanding the plans year-round. Like, that's what her and her team are working on. They're trying to help people make the best decision for their health. And again, being proactive is the key with Medicare. So kind of understanding and connecting with those resources is great. We're very lucky to have Karen and her team, as well as the Extension Office, in our community. They do so much on a daily basis. And the more proactive we can be as patients and as citizens, the better.
Well, Lucas, if people would like more information or would like to talk to a member of your care coordination team at Newman Regional Health, how can they do that?
Yep. So if they just show up at any kind of, you know, our where our volunteers are at or main registration, just to ask to talk to a member of the care coordination team, they're going to get directed probably to me, or if I'm not here, another member of my team, and we'll either meet with them that day and try to give them the best information we can, or we'll schedule an appointment to meet with them for sure.
And Karen, I know you've got a kind of a long list of ways that folks can get it. What about the just maybe for locally, the Friendship Center, in case people would like more information through that?
Absolutely. That's your best local resource, is at the Friendship Center. Talia is there to help you. And the phone number there is 206-203-408-001. And if you can't remember that phone number, if you just Google Friendship Center Emporia, that phone number and address will come up for you.
All right, and Karen will be back with us with more information on Medicare next week right here. And Amber, where can we find you?
Yeah, so we'll be doing the prescription drug reviews at the pharmacy again this year, all through open enrollment.
Okay.
And they can just call the pharmacy at 620-342-1242 and just let the staff know that they're wanting to schedule that appointment. We'll get them on the calendar. And either I or another member of the pharmacy team will be happy to sit down with them. And as Karen said, just make sure you bring your red, white, and blue card and your list of medications. That way we have a good picture of what's going on.
Amber, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys as well.
All right, Lucas, thanks.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a good day.
You bet. Karen, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to next week as we talk about what you can, how you can figure out these plans for next year.
All right.
Sounds
Karen
good.
Mace, North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Amber Haag, Director of Healthcare Transformation and Integration. And Lucas Markowitz, Director of Care Coordination at Newman Regional Health. It's 8:59.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
For your pellet burning